there, and welcome to episode number 28 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. In this podcast, I talk about the things that I didn't get a chance to talk to Ron Bumblefoot Thole about last week. Unfortunately, we lost connection through Skype in technology and we had to cut the interview short. But I do want to point out that a lot of the things that we were going to talk about, you can find on his interview with Eric from EVH Gear TV. So if you check out my notes below, I'll put the link onto that interview, which is a great little interview where he talks about how he very first started at the age of five, talking about working with two guitarists, talks about his band Sons of Apollo. He demonstrates some of his Van Halen licks and riffs that inspired him when he first started. And he's got some really great tips that he demonstrates for guitarists on vibrato and lots of other things. So make sure you check out the interview and also check out Eric's other interviews he has with all the other guitarists. He's got some really good artists on his podcast. I'm sure you all love it. Yeah, some of the artists have been on my podcast as well and talking about a lot of other different things. So yeah, so check out Eric Broadbent's EVH Gear TV podcast. It's also on YouTube as well, so you can actually watch the interviews and watch how they demonstrate some of their different techniques. Now, I did get an email from Ron after the interview I did last week with him, just highlighting some of the things that he did last year in 2017, which we really get a chance to talk about. So we'll go through some of them now, and I'll put the links again in the notes so you can check out some of the things that he did last year. So the first thing was Orchard Record Label brought Sharpener Records catalogue, which includes Ron's first two albums, The Adventures of Bumblefoot, which was in 1995, and also Hermit, which is in 1997. So Ron actually worked with the company to re-release the albums, and each album included extra unreleased bonus songs, and it also included a total remix and remaster of the Hermit album. And for the first time, he released it on vinyl. The second thing was Ron released the Madness album with the band Art of Anarchy, which also featured Scott Tapp from the band Creed on vocals and John Moyer from Disturbed on bass. And the title track of that album hit the top 20s on the rock radio charts. And the album was also number 2 on Billboard's Heatseeker chart. And with Art of Anarchy, he toured the USA twice and released two videos, which are also in the notes. The third thing was, which we actually spoke a little bit about in the podcast last week, is he released the album Psychotic Symphony with the band Sons of Apollo. That featured Mike Portney and Derek Sherinian, who was also in Dream Theater, both of them. So Derek on keyboards and Mike on drums. Billy Sheen on bass, which was played with everyone from David Lee Roth to Mr. Big. Jeff Scott Soto on vocals, who also played with Yngwie Malmsteen and lots of other different bands. And that album at the moment is actually number 1 on Heatseeker chart. And they've also released another two videos. Fourth thing was, he signed his last Bumblefoot album, Little Brother Is Watching, to David Elephant's EMP record label. So that's now available retail on CD and vinyl. And the fifth thing is that he did last year was, he's been solo touring all over the world, doing full band shows plus acoustic shows, which is like a one-man storyteller show. And that's also doing clinics, music camps, jams, and everything. So I'll list the past shows in the links below so you can check out some of that as well. And the sixth and final thing was, Ron was actually voted number 11 on Music Reader's the 16 best rock guitarists in the world right now, which is a huge accomplishment. So congratulations, Ron, for that one. So there's some of the things that we didn't get time to talk about, but hopefully now you guys can go check out all those things in my notes and hear what he has been doing for the last year. And yeah, we really look forward to seeing Ron in Sons of Apollo this year on his tour around the world, hopefully. Hopefully they come to Australia. Now, the other thing is I wanted to just quickly go through the other albums that Ron released by himself. Now, in 2001, he released the album 9/11, which I find it's got some really interesting playing on it. Now, if you ever listen to the ninth track, Hall of Souls, so yeah, some really good acoustic playing in it as well, which actually reminds me a little bit of one of my other favourite guitarists, El Dimeola, in his earlier albums. Mm-hmm. you go over to a track like R2, you know, using some really different techniques on that one as well. Nearly like a Latin rock type feel. Also, track 7, The Legend of Van Cleef. Yeah, that one also has some really nice melodies to it as well, which this one reminds me a little bit of probably a Tom Emmanuel song. So let's go to the album Abnormal, released in 2008. So the first track of this album, yeah, very punkish, I guess. The thing I really like about all of Run's albums, actually, is some really different playing in all the albums. So sometimes you get some artists and each album pretty much follows the same pattern, same type feel, but with Run's, you're really getting something different. And you can really feel like whatever he wants to write comes out, and that's what you get, which is a great way of writing. Then on the same album, so you got the punk type feel for Abnormal, and then you go over to track 5, which is Jenny B, which gives another dimension altogether with some really nice playing in the intro. Over to the track Simple Days, really shows Run's voice again into some really nice playing, some nice vocals. Track 12, a song called Spaghetti, which has got a feel more like the, I guess, the Dick Dale Shadows, yeah, nice clean sound. Then later on in the song, it gets into more of the electric solo with the distortion, so it shows a bit of a contrast in between, yeah, both different styles. The main thing with this album, it really shows the different styles of Run's voice as well as his guitar playing. Yeah, going from the punkish type songs to the nice little ballads to great melodies and what type of a great musician he really is. Then in 2005, he released the album called Normal. So going from track number 1, a song called Normal. After years of hibernation, I could walk outside for the first time. song Turnaround. This is probably one of my favourite songs on the album. Got the good melody, good rock chorus, and nice harmonies in the verse and chorus as well. And also the solo in this song is great, some of the techniques he uses. Then we go over to track number 5, a song called Overloaded, which has got a great little harmony solo to it. Track number 8, a song called Breaking, a little acoustic ballad, again showing Run's voice on this song.
Why do we go so far till it's too far to turn back? When we take it so far,
over to track number 12, a song called Shadow. The beginning of this song reminds you of sort of like a little wing. So it's got some really nice chordal playing in it with the melody, similar to the little wing in the way Jimmy plays it. So there's a breakdown of just some of his albums, but make sure you have a listen to all these other albums and singles. And if you feel like it, check out all his songs that he has done on TV shows. He's done some theme songs for the metal show. And also remember to check out the EVH Gear TV YouTube site and subscribe to Eric's site. Some great interviews on there. Next Wednesday, I'll actually be chatting to Eric and breaking down some of his playing and some of the bands he's been in. Talk about one of the bands he was in called 5150, which is a Van Halen tribute band. Really look forward to this interview. Now, also a big congratulations to Cameron Church, who won the Become a Guitarist Today free membership package for a lifetime. So Cameron, you can now enjoy the closed Facebook group and enjoy all the lessons that are involved in the videos, and feel free to ask any questions you want regarding anything to do with guitar and guitar playing. So this week I'm actually giving away another free membership, a lifetime membership. So all you have to do is do like Cameron did, just email me adroach1@hotmail.com, and with the title free membership, you'll be in the draw next week to win the membership. So last week Cameron was in the draw with another 10 people, pulled their names out of a hat and Cameron came out. So next week could be you. So make sure you send me that email. You can win a free lifetime membership to my closed Facebook group. So join me next Wednesday. Until then, keep jamming.